It's the California Update from KRCB FM Radio 91. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. Bleary-eyed teenagers shuffling to school barely after daybreak could become a thing of the past if a state lawmaker has his way. Daniel Potter reports on the proposal to push back middle and high school start times to at least 8:30.
The idea is simple. If school starts later, students get more sleep and good things result.
It's amazing the number of positive benefits from this simple little tweak of start time.
Los Angeles County Democratic Senator Anthony Portantino points to research showing benefits like better grades and fewer disciplinary problems. Well-rested students may also get along better at home, as anyone who's had to roust a crabby teenager can attest. One challenge Portantino expects will be the disruption to morning routines and commutes.
We're not just going to say January 1. This starts. So there's going to be a lead-up time for families to discuss local logistics, figure out carpools, figure out who's walking to school, who's taking the bus to school, who's driving to school.
One other benefit for high schoolers who drive themselves, he says, they get into fewer car wrecks when they're not so groggy every morning. In Berkeley, I'm Daniel Potter.
Democratic state lawmakers have introduced a bill to create a single-payer health care system for all Californians, including immigrants living in the state illegally. Senator Ricardo Lara of Los Angeles County is one of the bill's authors.
We know Californians fully support health care and health for all. And so we're in this situation now responding to the looming threat from the federal government to dismantle the Affordable Care Act. And we need to be prepared.
State health insurers have long opposed such a government-run system, saying it could decrease access to quality care and lead to massive budget deficits. Lara did not have details on how the system would be funded. He says he will examine the legislature's past efforts, which have never become law. Those proposals called for a tax on employees and employers. A state agency would use that revenue, combined with funds from Medicare and Medicaid, to pay for the single-payer system. Find these stories and more at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.